everybody. Welcome to Triple Bass Gallery, Neighborhood Public Radio broadcast of Frank Prattle. And it's kind of on 88.9 right now. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty. But if you listen to this on the archives, welcome. My name is Lee, and I'm here with a young artist by the name of Geneva West Orta. She's 11 years old, and she recently made a puppet which is currently on display at the Museum of Children's Art in Oakland at Jack London Square. She was third place citywide with the puppet Miss Picky. So maybe you could tell me a little bit. Now, the show that you're in is called Recycle and Reuse, and I went there yesterday, and it just had tons of crazy cardboard creatures hanging from the ceiling and pedestals. And I got to say, I saw who won first and second place, and I don't know who did the judging, but third place is pretty good.
Thank you.
Anyway, so why don't you tell me a little bit about, why don't you tell us about the show?
Okay, it was Recycle and Reuse, and anyone can enter kindergarten through eighth grade, and it was at MoCA, Museum of Children's Art in Oakland and Jack London Square.
Mm-hmm. And so this was students from school. Where do you go to school?
I go to Julia Morgan School for Girls.
Okay. And what grade are you in?
Sixth.
Sixth grade. So you were in the middle school competition, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there was one whole wall of just puppets, right?
Yeah.
And was that what your class assignment was? Or? Okay. So what was the assignment that you had? How did it fit into the theme of recycle and reuse?
Our assignment was to make a hand puppet, and it fit into recycle and reuse because we used recycled or reused materials.
Okay. And you did Miss Picky, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what materials did you use to make Miss Picky?
Cloth and fabric and yarn and felt and paint and Sharpie and whiteout.
And whiteout?
Now,
can you tell us how you used some of these materials? You were telling me a little bit last night about how you constructed the puppet. I'm wondering, because you also had like rhinestones and...
Yeah, I had to glue the rhinestones onto the dress, which was pretty hard. And, well, it's supposed to be like a nightgown, so it was a sparkly nightgown.
Uh-huh. But you had a very particular pattern on the nightgown as well. Like you managed to do a very nice repeating pattern on the nightgown.
Well, yeah, I was trying to make it look expensive.
So, and with quite a bit of authenticity, because the back end, you said, also contained rhinestones.
I wasn't sure how it was going to be displayed, so I just made it pretty throughout the whole self.
Okay. Now, the puppet is of a pig, and I didn't see any other pigs in the display. Why a pig?
Well, when I think of puppet, I sort of think of the Muppets.
Oh.
The Muppets. And then my favorite was Miss Piggy.
Really?
I used to love her. I don't know. I thought she was really cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You just thought she was really cool?
Yeah, she was like that princess diva for all the little kids my age.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She was always very very possessive of Kermit, wasn't she?
Yes.
What was that all about?
I really don't know.
Really?
No.
Any speculation? No? Okay. Well, again, I'm speaking with Geneva West Orta here on Neighborhood Public Radio at the Frank Prattle Show at Triple Bass Gallery. And again, you're on display at the Recycle and Reuse show. There are lots of different artists who are involved in that process. Can you describe some of the other artists in the show? Some of the other work that was on display?
There was a lot of different ideas of art in there. There was a lot of puppets, and then there's skeletons hanging down from the ceiling, and a lot of like little cars made out of random supplies, and then a lot of interesting stuff.
A lot of skeletons I saw.
Yes.
From the ceiling. Yeah, and the number two winner for the city, like you were third for the middle class, middle school division. There was also a lower elementary school, an upper elementary school, and a high school division, I believe. So it was K through 12, right? So I found it a little bit unfair that the number two entry was a skeleton that was made by a team of like three people, and it looked like all the other skeletons up there. How do you feel about that?
Well, they had an interesting way of judging, and somehow that got second.
So you're feeling pretty equanimous towards them.
What does that mean?
You're not upset. Are you not upset?
No, I'm not.
And do you know how the judging process occurred?
No.
Really? So it was purely behind the scenes, probably rigged in some way?
I don't know.
Did you have to bribe anyone to become third?
No.
Maybe you should have. Anyway, this puppet that you did was part of an art class at Julia Morgan, right?
Yeah.
So what else have you been doing in art class?
Well, every month we have a new like artist of the month, yeah. And then it was Faith Ringgold, who we decided to do a puppet inspired by her African sculptures. And then now we're doing another artist, and she was really into stained glass, so now we're doing kind of...
Are you actually making stained glass?
No.
Oh.
But we're doing an illusion of stained glass.
Uh-huh. And how are you making the illusion of stained glass?
Pastels.
Uh-huh.
Shrinky, have you tried Shrinky Dinks?
Yes.
Yeah? But you're not doing that for the stained glass?
No.
Oh, okay. So are they actually translucent? Do they let light through?
Somewhat.
Really? Okay. You don't want to talk about stained glass much, do you?
Not really.
Okay. So let's get back to recycle and reuse. Part of that process, it was not simply just making, making a puppet that was out of recycled materials, but it was also about learning about your impact on the environment, correct? Right?
Yeah.
So what activities accompanied making the puppet that helped you get a sense of what it was like, what your impact on the environment was?
Not much. We had a pile of recycled fabric and a pile of recycled felt, and we could use whatever we wanted of it.
But you did, aside from the art project, you did some activities, like measuring your ecological footprint?
Yes. For environmental science, we went on to this internet website thing, and we answered a lot of questions about our lifestyle, and then it told us what our ecological footprint was.
What were some of the questions?
What's the mileage of your car? How much of your food do you actually eat? What percentage of your food is packaged? How much public transportation do you use to get places? Mm-hmm. How many miles do you drive a week? Anything like that.
So things that would consume energy or resources?
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you find out about your personal ecological footprint?
Well, if everyone in the world lived like me, we'd need 3.2 planets. I thought it was a little harsh, but...
So, does that mean you guys are kind of, like, you live in a kind of piggy kind of way?
I guess you could say that.
Really? How did your classmates fare?
Well... The highest someone got was 13 planets.
13 planets?
Yes. Everyone in the school found out about that. And then...
Yeah, are people, like, making fun of the person with 13 planets?
A little bit.
Really?
Yes.
That's not nice.
No.
Anyway, so why did that person have 13 planets?
Apparently, they lived in the pigsty.
Really?
I don't know.
What did you talk about? Like what people could do to consume less worlds?
Well, at the end it had us set goals for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of goals?
Well,
did you have?
It told us what our, like for me, my mileage, how many miles I drove a week was like 80, because it was just me, not my whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And then my goal was to drive 70 miles a week.
Now, how do you drive 80 miles a week?
Well, driving to school, driving to friends' houses, and driving to the movies.
Uh-huh. Piano lessons?
No.
No? Oh, you don't do
violin piano lessons?
Violin lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just everywhere. So are you actually taking steps now to reduce your ecological footprint?
Perhaps.
Perhaps? I mean, I guess you don't have much of a commitment to doing it.
Well, it's not very easy, but I'm trying.
Why is it not easy? What's not easy about it?
Because mostly my family is not me, it's my family members, and they don't really care.
Oh, really? So you'd have to control the consumption patterns of your whole family?
Yeah.
Why doesn't the rest of your family care?
I don't know.
Really? Are you trying to convince them that they should respond differently to the environment?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure if you're trying or not?
Well, I guess I am trying.
Mm-hmm. But are you succeeding?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure about that. So, who's the worst offender in your family?
My brother.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because he's a 16-year-old.
Okay. Just because he's a 16-year-old?
Yeah.
Well, what does he do that consumes parts of the environment?
He lives.
So you really like your brother. I see. Okay. Again, we're speaking with Geneva Rostorta here on Neighborhood Public Radio, and she won third place at the Museum of Children's Art competition for the Recycle and Reuse competition. What's in the future for Geneva Rostorta, the artist?
A lot.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do you plan to pursue a career as an artist in the future?
Not really.
No?
No.
This was just a sideline for you?
No, it's like a hobby.
It's a hobby?
Yeah.
And you came in third in the whole city for just a hobby?
I guess.
So what's your real passion then?
Arguing with people.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, what do you like to argue about?
Animal rights.
Really?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with that?
Become a lawyer.
Really?
Yes.
A lawyer around the issues of animal rights?
Yes.
Really?
I'm going to try.
And what are some of the issues that you're going to pursue most fervently?
I guess animal abuse.
Animal abuse?
Yeah.
And how do you have examples of that you are concerned about now?
Finding them good homes, I guess.
So you're talking about, like, pets?
No, the other animals, too. I guess things that people do that cause animals trouble that they don't realize.
Like what?
Like, it's kind of old, but fishermen catching dolphins in their nets, and then they die.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that.
Stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that gets back into the environmental consequences of, you know, recycling. And so this project, this art project, sort of also meshes pretty well with your ideas about what you want to do in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah? In terms of preserving the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what's the next step for you in terms of becoming a lawyer? You're 11 years old. You got to make plans for the future, Geneva. Geneva, no playing. All right, Geneva's getting quiet now. So. I've never known Geneva to be quiet in all the years I've met her.
Okay, join a debate team, learn about animals, and go to law school.
Yeah, at one time you wanted to be a veterinarian, didn't you?
At one time.
And that's no longer in the cards?
I'm not good with blood.
What's that?
I'm not good with blood.
You're not good with blood?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't want to be a vet.
What happens when you see blood?
I go the other direction.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess my point in asking you about how you were going to pursue being a lawyer is, do you think that you'll continue to engage with art as you go forward?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah? You think you'll have any shows in the future?
No.
No? You'll just do it for yourself at home?
Yeah.
For your friends?
Yeah.
Christmas gifts?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Geneva, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on your third place win. I truly believe that you should have been first. If anyone can go to the Museum of Children's Art at Jack London Square in Oakland, you'll see all of the other entries. And truly, there's one puppet along the side wall called Miss Piggy. It stands out from all the other puppets, but it's really much more well-crafted than pretty much anything else in that room. And if you look at what else is in that room, I think you'll agree. It won't be hard to agree. Anyway, thank you, Geneva, for coming on the air.
No problem.
All right. And we'll return to Frank Prattle now. Thank you.
Bye.